Okay, guys, okay.
I'm Brandon LaBelle, and I'm an artist and a writer, working with sound and questions of location or place, and I was a participant yesterday in the event, Kunstmarkt, that took place throughout the day. For the Kunstmarkt, I presented my social music kiosk, which was a kind of live performative installation. It invited people to contribute sounds in a number of ways. One was that they could bring their favorite CDs, which was then played by a DJ. They could also make recordings. I had a series of mini disc recorders, and they were handed out, and people could go around the Schöpfwerk and make recordings and interact with people. And then at the same time, I was then mixing all these sounds together and treating them electronically to kind of create a sort of sound environment. All of this led to various interactions, which are apparent in these recordings that I then made. In addition, there was a series of questions that people could answer, and these answers were pinned up around the room. In addition, there was a series of questions that people could answer, and these answers were pinned up around the room. They could also make recordings. I had a series. And I've invited the organizers of the event to join me today in this discussion to talk about the project and their activities, and maybe through that to talk about how art participates in that project. So initially I wanted to ask each of you to introduce yourselves and tell us a little bit about who you are and what you're doing. So maybe we can start with you.
My name is Renate Schnee. I'm a social worker. I'm at the Schöpfwerk at this place since exactly 25 years. And I'm working with people in this area, each age and each nation and each social level. And we are three people in this place doing some kind of community organizing and community development.
Okay, my name is Rudolfine Lackner. I'm working for a women's artists association in Austria, which is actually the first one in Austria since 1910. And I'm curating here and there. And in this position, I was invited by Renate to just talk a little bit about a mutual project at the Schöpfwerk, maybe one and a half years ago. And then we together developed the Kunstmarkt there, and my function was to curate art there. And I did this year for the second time.
Okay, my name is Sabine Haslinger. I'm working with Renate at the Bosinheim Schöpfwerk, and I'm not doing this for 25 years like her. I'm here since March of this year. So it was my first Kunstmarkt at Töpfwerk.
Special process to create such a situation and to include lots of different ways of perception. And I could also suggest whatever I wanted, and so without maybe really realizing it, it was a very progressive project. And so in that sense, it was for me a new experiment to try this there. And it completely worked. It was just as it should be, just next to each other, nothing special, right? But I wanted to cover it and try and see what's happening. And, of course, you know, the way I choose the artist is a very special process as well. I know how they work usually. I mean, I know you now since almost a year, right? So I know that they fit and I know they work with those kinds of political approaches. Or they, I know, Anna Witt, I know for also 2 years already. She is really great. And I knew in what kind of relation she is adapting the Schöpfwerk or to the Schöpfwerk even, all the other groups, whoever I was inviting to it was, it is a political decision, has been a political decision.
So wie ich hier stehe, so bin ich nun eben jetzt. Und eben nur. Die Hauptschulen scheinen sanften vielleicht Yes, sir. La 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 la. So bin man ganz leidig, so bin ich leidig. Yes. Hm. und muss ich mein Irrsinn. Sollt ihr euch nicht gleichgültig von mir wenden, Lauter? Ich habe geliebt, weil Liebe doch das Erfunden ist. Ich habe
you know, I think art is something strange for people in this area, for a lot of people in this area. They don't have any connections to art centers in Vienna. They are living at in this area, and they are living with a lot of problems, social problems, and they didn't educate in this kind. So they visit at the weekend a museum or a vernissage or something like that, and. So that's a new thing, a new space for them, and it's very interesting for us to see how people encounter to these strange things. Yes, and it was very good because they tried to look at all these things, and it was good for them, and. That's a new way to make contact. We try to make in our social work some kind of we call it soziale Inszenierung, something strange, where people get together, talk about, discuss about. And some people connect with artists and social workers, and if that is not at this place, they have. I think it's very important to see other things, and I think social work is something like. Social work is something, yesterday I thought social work is some kind of art.
What's your name? Was
Wie heißt du?
Namen?
Patrick.
Patrick?
Patrick.
Patrick.
Patrick!
Okay, that's what I said. So this is your CD. This is you like. Yeah, this is good.
Hat dich gefragt, ob das deine CD ist und ob dir die CD gefällt.
Ja.
Hey, which track is this?
It's number 7.
Janetta. Is that this or Outcast? Outcast?
No.
No,
Janetta.
You like Janetta?
Magst du die Sängerin?
No.
No, you don't. Do you live here? Does he live here? Yeah. Okay.
I mean, people could come and take whatever they wanted, but they did not know the name of it. So it was also a big mixture of, you know, let's say high art and low art. Mm-hmm. It was all very democratic, hung together next to each other. And those lists you mentioned were about those names. Hmm? But also there, the Schöpferkerin from Renate was next to a very highly paid artists, you know, artwork. Okay. So it was, and if people were interested in it, then they could ask and could find out when it is, has been made, or what the title is and what, who the artist was.
I like that you had set that up that way, that in a way you had the sort of artworks from people sort of that people could take, and then you had people like myself and others who maybe were from outside that came in as a, as an artist and that did something in addition to that, a kind of action or an event or something that people could join into. So I think we mentioned this yesterday, but then I felt like maybe it also is nice for the community there to feel that people come from outside to do something special. And then they think, wow, there's people coming to our little corner of Vienna to do something special for us.
And I'm working with people in this area.
Yeah, and I mean, for me too, I mean, I guess kind of going the other way too, that as a participant, as an artist, I mean, there's always, I mean, for me, that there's a sense or that artists may think about how their work communicates or how it functions in relationship to this thing called the public. You know, and often the public can be a very abstract thing, and that maybe as an artist you often circulate through these institutions of galleries or museums that kind of put your work inside their sort of institutional framework. And and still there's this sort of belief that it can participate in social environments, you know, that it has an influence or an impact. But still somehow it always feels a bit at a distance, you know, that you never really get a sense about that conversation. Whereas I felt very much yesterday, of course, you're in a completely different situation that's very specific, and that the idea of the public is a very specific one. And so I found myself really, I mean, even from the beginning, approaching it with a very different sort of attitude already about how to communicate or how to make a work that would be sensitive to the situation, to the public. And in that way I maybe felt like I was less of an artist and somehow more of something else. I don't know what it was, but I liked that something else. You know, I think that's why from the beginning I was interested to participate, because I sort of always think that I want to work with those kinds of specific details about places and people. But it was interesting to sort of find, you know, how that influenced my sense about what I was doing. So maybe in that way I became more of a social worker.
Another thing is at the Schöpfwerk are about 5,000 people, and 25 years ago almost everybody was born in Vienna or in some place of Austria, and now it's changing. About 50%, I think more than 50% of the inhabitants are coming from other countries. Mm-hmm. Most of Egypt or Turkey, and that makes some problems. We try to work with this, yes, and try to get people together and make some little projects where, for example, Egypt women and Austrian women work together. And we try to mix the nations in all these projects so that they don't speak about the Ausländer, the people from other countries, the strangers. So they speak about trash or gratis bazaar or education or something else.
So it's a new dimension. No? A conflict is not a conflict about, I don't know, somebody's too loud. It's the conflict is it's the stranger, no? That's too loud. Yeah, it's a new dimension because this conflict you had, I guess you had them 25 years ago. It was the same conflict, mm-hmm. but it's a new dimension now because some of the people are strangers here. Yeah?
Against each other.
Yeah, yes.
So I kind of felt that too.
Hallo, hallo. Ja. Hallo, hallo.
Ja. Hör mal, da kannst du dich selber hören. Hast du das?
Hallo.
Kannst du auch mal Hallo sagen?
And you live here? You live here?
You
You like it?
Yes.
It seems fun here.
Yes. Barcelona.
Okay.
Yes, it was not we are the artists, the good artists, and show you what we are. It was we are newcomers. We try to find out what is here and what's with your life, what's going on here. And people speak a lot about these things, yes. This interaction, that's some kind. We can do it as social worker, not in this way. It's not our way, but it's the way of the artists. And it can help to make this communication.
Hine ab zum Laden. Meine Herzen mit dir. Gehst doch mal und zu Hause kannst du noch ein bisschen einfach zu Hause, weißt du, so ein paar Minuten aufnehmen und dann kommst du wieder.
Okay. Okay.
Ama gel şimdi gel.
Ama Melik öyle yapmaz. Söyle ona.
Yazgiler şey yaptık benle Melik.
Kommt. Ich muss kurz nach Hause etwas Sachen nehmen. Schmeckt's dir?
I had the feeling that all the artists that they made really respectful and sensible work. Yeah? So that was the thing I really liked.
Okay, darf ich hands?
So we have four questions. They are very important. The first is, what is good here at this place for you? And the second is, what is not good at this place? Most people answer the second first, yes? And the third question is, what should be here in the future so that you can have a good life here? And there are visions possible, visions and fantasies. And the fourth question is, what can you do for this? Are you ready to do something? Do you know some other people? They see also problems like you and are ready to go with you and go with us to look what can be a solution for this thing. So these four questions are the important questions for us. So we are social worker. The most of the time we listen to the people and we have a lot of questions, but answers, we don't have answers. The answer, these people are the experts. They are the experts of their situation and they know how things are going. I don't know that. And we try to find out with them how does it work and what can we do? What can we do together? What do you need with the situation?
Big Mama.
Big Mama.
We have to do.
You guys gonna form a band?
Sind wir jetzt eigentlich schon
beerdigt?
Doch noch realistisch, zwischen ganz schön schlau und witzig.
And the kids came in later, and then they found the microphone. And then suddenly there was this whole, I was immersed in this whole conversation, really, this kind of exchange through this, like, microphone. Mm-hmm. And then, I mean, that was sort of a nice moment for me because then I recognized that, at least for what I was thinking, how music as a kind of medium that can maybe not transcend language, but that it's something that everybody kind of immediately feels something for and can relate to, and they would even like singing.
You guys should just take over here.
Manager.
Hey, you're doing this all, Kira. You're doing it.
Ja. Ich brauche vier Blutgott.
Und wo ist diese Mensch?
Okay.
Ja.
Hey, ich will nicht sagen. Hey, ihr Mann, ich
habe keine Was ist eure liebste Gruppe? Was hört ihr am liebsten für Musik?
Ich liebe 50 Cent, baby.
And it's a surprise for them that here all the generations are at the same place and all the nations. And there was a table with some Muslim woman. They brought cake for the buffet and they participated in their kind at this event, yes? And that's something new for other people. I see it when they tell it me, yes? And I think that's very important, that with this kind of events, there is a place, a frame, where all the people can come, and with all the differences. And they sit together, and next table are some artists, and the Muslim woman with their children, and Kinderwagen, and the kids. And,
they all said, oh, of course we've heard all about this place and everybody knows about the place, but actually none of them have ever been, you know, and they're either from Vienna or they've lived here for 20 years or so. On one hand, they kind of, there's a sort of reputation of the place, and that has a certain kind of probably mythology about it that everybody can kind of recognize and refer to, but then the actual site itself as a physical place, when they come, and then they sort of, you know, really think, oh, well, this is it, this is the place, and then suddenly that mythology is really sort of broken apart, or it just really shifts completely. So maybe also the art market functions like that as a sort of event.
To look and to see what the problems are. Yeah, we're not fixed on problems. We want to know what's your ideas or what's your needings and the resources. Yeah, and what can you do and what have you got? And we can work with. Yeah, sure. The people come with problems to us, but that's not our main work. Mm. The main work is to see what's the needings of the people and how can they change. Yeah. What's their ideas to change something or the situation or and we just help, yeah. Mm-hmm. That's our mission. It's mm-hmm. we just there to help that it starts working, yeah.